All right, so today we're diving deep into something you might not expect. It's using AI for everyday life. We're not talking about robots doing your dishes, at least not yet, but about how these large language models, the LLMs you hear so much about, can actually be helpful tools for you right now.
And what's fascinating here is that we have sources straight from Korea, all about practical applications. We're talking about one document outlining 20 different areas where LLMs can make a difference. And then prompts from two Korean AI chatbots, GenSpark and A dot dot,
Right.
that show you exactly how to use them.
Okay, 20 areas, that's a lot. I admit when I first saw the list, I thought some of it was a bit far-fetched. Community activities, environmental protection. I mean, sure, AI for budgeting or finding recipes, that makes sense. But this is next level.
But that's the point, isn't it? We're seeing AI move beyond just being a tech industry thing and into everyday life. And what's interesting is that both the document and the chatbots focus on some key areas so we can see what's resonating with people who are actually using these tools.
Okay, so less theory, more action. Let's jump into some examples, starting with something we all care about, health and well-being.
Right. Because who doesn't want to feel better? The document mentions prompts for exercise, getting help with symptoms, even managing sleep. Imagine, you could ask an AI to create a workout routine tailored to your fitness level and goals. No more generic plans that don't quite fit.
That's actually really cool, but the chatbot prompts go even further. GenSpark has one for stretches specifically for office worker neck and shoulder pain. You know that hunch we all get from staring at screens? I could definitely use that. What about you?
It's almost as if they know our pain. Literally. But think about it, this is personalized advice
Yeah.
that you might normally go to a physical therapist for. That kind of access is powerful.
Okay, that one I'm saving for later. Now on to finances. I'll admit, budgeting isn't my strong suit. The document talks about using LLMs for budgeting across categories, analyzing spending. Basically, things to get your finances in order. But what stood out to me in the chatbots was a prompt asking for a savings and investment portfolio tailored to a specific monthly income.
And
Like it gets granular.
right, it's taking those general ideas and making them actionable. Another prompt asks for a spending analysis report. So it's not just about planning, it's also about understanding where your money's going. Does that kind of AI-powered financial analysis appeal to you?
Honestly, it's a little intimidating. Part of me likes the idea of AI helping me save, but also giving it all my financial data. It's a trade-off.
Exactly. And that's a question we'll keep seeing as AI gets more integrated into our lives. Where do we draw the line between convenience and control? But let's move on to something a little more delicious: food and cooking.
Ugh, my domain. Well, kind of. I can burn water if left unsupervised. But the document is all about using LLMs for meal planning, recipes for leftovers. Even kid-friendly snacks that avoid certain allergens. Like, it's thinking of everything.
And the chatbots don't disappoint. One prompt asks for a whole week's worth of dinner menus, considering both nutrition and seasonal prices. Imagine that, a meal plan that's good for you and your wallet.
Okay, that's a time saver right there. And then there's one that stood out to me, a recipe request, specifically using over-fermented kimchi. Tell me you haven't been there, staring into the fridge, wondering what to do with that jar.
I have to admit, that one made me chuckle. It shows that these AI tools aren't just about fancy concepts, they're about solving those little everyday dilemmas we all face.
Okay, I'm starting to see how these prompts can make AI feel less like some abstract concept and more like a helpful tool in the kitchen. But let's move beyond kimchi and talk about something I'm always trying to get better at, learning new things.
Ah, the pursuit of knowledge. This is where AI gets really interesting, because it's not just about accessing information, it's about personalized learning. The document mentions prompts for creating study plans, finding recommended reading lists. Imagine an AI-curated reading list just for you.
Now that's something I could get behind. What about the chatbot prompts? Are they on the same page?
Absolutely. One from A dot actually goes a step further. It asks the LLM to assess your current learning level and then suggest appropriate learning goals. It's like having a personal tutor, but available 24/7. How does that strike you?
Honestly, it's kind of mind-blowing. I mean, how many times have we struggled to pick up a new skill or hobby only to get discouraged because we don't know where to start? This could be a game changer. And speaking of travel, which I'm hoping to do more of once I learn a few new languages,
Well,
what's the AI got for us there?
the document highlights the obvious: using LLMs to create itineraries, find local recommendations, and manage those pesky logistics. But one prompt from GenSpark really caught my eye. It asks for a travel itinerary that considers accessibility needs, specifically for travelers with disabilities.
That's fantastic. It's a great example of how these tools can make travel more inclusive. and accessible for everyone, do the other chatbots have anything as thoughtful?
The other prompts are a bit more practical. Generating packing lists based on your trip details, that kind of thing. Still helpful, but perhaps not as groundbreaking.
Okay, so AI might not solve all the world's problems, but a perfectly packed suitcase would be a good start. Now let's talk about something that often feels like a never-ending chore: home management.
Yes. The joys of keeping a household running smoothly. The document suggests using LLMs for everything, from scheduling cleaning tasks to organizing those random junk chores we all have. You know the ones, where you throw everything. You don't know what to do with it.
Guilty as charged. But I'm curious, what do the chatbots offer for those of us who aren't exactly DIY gurus?
Well, one prompt from Genspark provides a step-by-step guide to cleaning a specific appliance. Think dishwasher, oven, those things we all mean to clean, but maybe procrastinate on. And there's another that creates a customized cleaning schedule based on your household's needs and preferences. Do you find that appealing?
It's definitely more appealing than my current method, which involves frantically cleaning everything right before guests come over.
I think we can all relate to that. But it does raise an interesting question. Will relying on AI for these tasks make us less capable of handling them ourselves? Or will it free up our time and energy for things we actually enjoy?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on how we use these tools. But speaking of things we enjoy, let's move on to something a bit more fun: creative projects. I'm always full of ideas. But getting them off the ground is another story. What does the document suggest for unlocking our inner artists?
It seems the document is all about using LLMs to brainstorm ideas, generate content outlines, and even get feedback on your work. Imagine an AI that can help you overcome writer's block or give you constructive criticism on that painting you've been working on.
That's actually really cool. And what about the chatbot prompts? Are they offering anything practical for us creatives?
Absolutely. ADOT have one that asks for help generating titles for artwork or photographs, something that I have to admit I often struggle with. And then there's one that stood out to me, a structured worksheet to help you develop a novel plot.
Wow. So it's not just about coming up with ideas, it's about providing frameworks and tools to bring those ideas to life. That's pretty impressive.
It is, and it makes you wonder, if AI can assist us with creative endeavors, what does that mean for the future of art and expression?
That's a great question. And it's a reminder that these AI tools aren't just about efficiency and convenience, they're also about expanding the possibilities of what we can create and achieve.
Precisely. And this leads us to another fascinating area where AI is making inroads: community engagement. It's no longer just about individual pursuits, but about how AI can connect us with others and make a difference in the world around us.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What does the document have to say about AI and community building?
It suggests using LLMs to organize events, find volunteer opportunities, and even participate in local government initiatives. It's about using AI to bridge the gap between individual interests and collective action.
So instead of just scrolling through social media, we could be using AI to find meaningful ways to connect with our communities. I like that. What about the chatbots? Are they offering anything concrete in this space?
One prompt from Genspark provides step-by-step guidance on starting a new club or organization. Imagine you have an idea for a community garden or a book club, and an AI can help you bring it to life.
That's amazing. It could make starting something new so much easier. And what about those of us who want to give back, but don't know where to start?
Another prompt focuses on finding local volunteering opportunities that match your specific skills and interests. It's like a personalized matchmaking service for community involvement.
I love that idea. It could make volunteering feel less overwhelming and more accessible to everyone.
Exactly. And it's a reminder that AI has the potential to not only improve our individual lives, but also strengthen our communities and create a more connected and engaged society. It's amazing to think that AI can help us with everything, from cleaning our ovens to starting a community garden.
But with all this talk of AI, it's easy to forget about the technology we're already using every day. What about managing our digital lives? That feels like a full-time job on its own.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And it seems the document agrees. It suggests using LLMs for tasks like optimizing device settings, backing up data, and even navigating the complexities of digital inheritance. It's like having a tech support team at your fingertips, ready to help you declutter and streamline your digital life. How would you feel about having AI organize your overflowing inbox, for example?
Sign me up. My inbox is a black hole of unread emails and forgotten to-dos. But what about the chatbots? Are they offering any practical solutions for our digital woes?
One prompt from ADOT provides a step-by-step guide to setting up two-factor authentication on your accounts. You know it's a simple step that can significantly enhance your online security, something that's becoming increasingly important these days.
Absolutely. We hear so much about data breaches and online scams. It's good to know AI can help us stay safe. Any other prompts that caught your eye?
Well, there's one. That focuses on generating a schedule for regular data backups. It's one of those things we all know we should do, but often neglect until it's too late. Having AI automate this process could save us a lot of headaches down the line.
No more frantic Googling how to recover lost files at 2 a.m. I'm sold. But speaking of things that keep us up at night, let's talk about emergency preparedness. It's not the most cheerful topic, but it's definitely one where AI could be a game changer.
Absolutely. The document suggests using LLMs to create emergency contact lists, assemble first aid kits, and even develop plans for specific disaster scenarios. Imagine you could have a personalized emergency plan, tailored to your location and potential risks, all accessible through a simple prompt.
That's incredible. It can make all the difference in a stressful situation. What about the chatbots? Are they on board with this life-saving mission?
One prompt from Genspark provides step-by-step instructions on what to do. In the event of an earthquake or a fire, it's like having a virtual first responder guiding you through the necessary steps, providing crucial information when you need it most.
That's really powerful. It can help people stay calm and focused in a crisis, potentially saving lives. Any other prompts that stand out in this category?
Well, there's one that focuses on assembling a comprehensive emergency kit tailored to your specific location and potential risks. It takes the guesswork out of preparedness, ensuring you have everything you need in case of an emergency.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today. From health and finances to creative projects and emergency preparedness, it seems there's no area of life where AI can't lend a helping hand.
And we've only scratched the surface. The real power of these LLMs lies in your ability to adapt and personalize these prompts to your unique needs and situations. It's about taking these tools and making them work for you.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this technology. It's not just about AI doing things for us. It's about AI empowering us to do things better, smarter, and more creatively.
Absolutely. So as you go about your day, consider the possibilities.
Yep.
How could you use these prompts to simplify a task, learn something new, or connect with your community?
The possibilities are truly endless. And as these AI tools continue to evolve, we can only imagine the incredible ways they'll shape our lives in the years to come. Until next time, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep diving deep into the world of AI.